WSBH380, monitoring. WSBM 993, portable monitoring. Anybody out here on the air monitoring?
WRZX218.
218, good morning to you. We're without power over here in Saginaw on my street. Can you give me a time check, what time it is real quick? I have no power over here.
It's 4:53 a.m.
Roger that. Appreciate it. I was sleeping and woke up and the power went out. And we got Consumers Energy out here and a tree company out here and It's a mess over here this morning.
Copy that. Yeah, bad weather, wind do it?
I'm not really exactly sure. I don't know if somebody got into an accident and hit a pole or what's going on, but got about five or six consumers people out here and a couple of tree company trucks on my street. Said they're going to get ready to cut a tree down or something.
Yeah, they'll get to the bottom of it.
Roger that. You said it was 4, what? What time did you say it was? 4 what?
4:54 now.
Roger that. All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much for answering me there. I appreciate you. Thank you again. WSBM 993, portable, clear and monitoring. Appreciate you.
Copy that. WRZX218, we're monitoring. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Why is everybody always kicking on me? Here you go, WSEU 202. Just being a general nuisance. They ought to ban you from this repeater system, Scott Hubble. Shame on you. That's all I can say. You're a sad case. You and that Eli sample WRZQ KF8BJK. You guys are two pathetic individuals. bringing your crap up here. They ought to ban both of you. RWB 489 from WSHM 738. WSAA 336 monitoring. WRWB 489, WSHM 738. You in there this morning, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead. You're at WRWB 49 here. Go ahead.
I wanted to let WSEU 202 know that he made an unidentified transmission, being who he is, and he's now illegal because it's been 15 minutes past since he's made that unidentified transmission. So you're illegal, Scott Hubbell, at that point. Morning, Mike. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just waking up here. I fell back asleep.
Yeah, I figured you did. So I gave it like 10 or 15 minutes and figured I'd try again at some point. So there's still a little rain coming down. Just sprinkles, really, but nevertheless. Everything's pretty damp out here.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was doing that last night, you know, misting on and off, and there was periods of solid rain, and it's like, oh, man. Oh, at least my grass is nice and green.
Yeah, it's certainly been cool enough and damp enough. Grass should be growing optimum conditions for grass, I guess. I kind of actually hope it dries out by the weekend because it will need cutting.
Yeah, same here. I'm like, man, it grew quick. And I always cut mine down in a bare, like, almost, you know, scalping. And it just grows back like you wouldn't believe.
Well, I was going to ask you, what are you doing for the big Memorial weekend, but I wouldn't want you to reveal your plans here. You have a couple of stalkers, so just when we talk on the phone next, I guess you can tell me. But we got the three-day weekend coming. That's a good thing. Hopefully it's not a rain out.
Well, it's unfortunate, but I have to work. No big deal. Not worried about it.
Yeah, it's no good, but I guess after it's said and done, you'll appreciate the money.
Yes, I will. And my boss will compensate me for the holiday, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, well, like I said, often after you you get done working, you get the paycheck, it makes it all worth it then. My last job, let me make sure I'm not doubling here. My last job, I traveled quite a bit for years, you know, about almost 15 years. And there was a more times than not, overtime involved. And, you know, it was a pretty normal thing when I was out of town to work 12 hours, sometimes 13 or 14, because there was nothing else to do when you're out of town, right? What are you going to do? Get something to eat, go back to the hotel room, watch TV, go to bed, do it all over again? So you might as well work. And the work was there, so not a big thing, and it kind of helped make the week past. you know, pass a little quicker. So, but at the end of the day, when you got your paycheck a week or two later, you're glad you did it, and it was in hindsight. Problem is, it was a repetitive schedule for me, right? I was on the road a lot.
I'm sure you got to see a lot of things. Maybe do a little sightseeing.
Well, I got to go to some neat places for sure, like British Columbia. It's beautiful there. California, a lot of other little places that maybe weren't so great. You know, from going there other places many times, you know, you get to know people. It didn't make it so bad in the end, so. But I would not want to repeat that phase today, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that those 15 years of traveling are behind me.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, my job, you know, I travel, I mean, not out of state, but, you know, around the metro area. You gotta be going different places.
Yeah, I hear ya. Well, at least you're local, you're home every day, right? So, something to be said for that.
Yep, that is true. You know, thank God for that.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, I'm getting close where I need to be, Mike. I will catch up with you and have a good day.
All right, so you do the same. This is WRWB 49 and we'll be standing by.
WSHM 738. We'll see you later. Good morning.
Copy on your radio check. And Warren. Got a little low on audio.
Take that comeback. Yeah, I just put in a Goya 771G. I'm sitting in a parking lot surrounded by vehicles, so that could be something to do with that. But thanks for the radio check. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Enjoy the day, WSF-330, over monitoring.
Morning, Kurt. 330, SFC-793.
Dave, how's it going today?
Now, I'll figure that out once I fully wake up. I'm sitting here, got up a little late this morning and sitting here drinking coffee and trying to get my head together. Heard your key down there. Okay, how you doing?
Surviving just another day. Go have fun at work again as usual.
Yeah, right to that, I hear you. Well, ain't nothing new to report, just same old business. I just hadn't turned it on and figured I'd monitor while I'm getting the cobwebs out of my head. And like I said, I heard the key down. Ain't talked to you in a while, though. You been all right?
Yeah, just busy. Hey, was 625 down yesterday?
I'm not sure. I'm not on 625 no more. I slid over here 675 ever since he fixed the Mount Clemens repeater. It's a much better repeater than the 625. So I haven't been on 625. I haven't heard anything about it, though.
Yeah, I was just curious. I keyed up on it yesterday morning. Didn't even get a trail back. Thought I heard you guys out there later. I just got a little bit out of range for 675.
Yeah, Roger that. Which one you on now?
Yeah, I'm on display 65 right now.
You ain't got the oomph to go through 675.
When I'm by work there, no, not really. It doesn't really reach it very well from Cadieux and Jefferson.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, I moved over to Mount Clemens. I back when it was messed up. I used to go from Detroit to Mount Clemens. Everybody said I sounded better, but then the repeater would mess up and everything. That's why I sat on Detroit. I didn't care about the diesel noise or anything, as long as you can hear what I'm saying and without it breaking up all the hell. But he got in there, and he repaired Mount Clemens, and man, it worked fantastic. And so I'm on Mount Clemens now.
Makes sense. Yeah, like I said, the last few weeks, I really haven't been out much. Just trying to get stuff done, and it's just never ending, it seems like, lately.
Yeah, I can understand that, you know. I can't say I know what you mean, because I ain't you, but I can understand that. Any plans, any more plans on the repeater?
As soon as I get situated, I'm going to take a look at the repeater itself, and then I think I'm going to be able to get it another 10 to 12 feet up. Cause like I said, I'm picking up a weak signal close to work, but not all the way yet. So just trying to get some more range on it. Hopefully sooner than later.
All right, I just was wondering, that's all, if that's all there is, or, let's see, you say you're getting a weak signal out there by where you're at before you get to work, so a couple more feet, that should make a difference. I would assume, provided you know what, whatever trees in the way and stuff between the antenna and down there. But hey, that's cool then.
Yeah, it's always a work in progress. Yeah, I've been contemplating getting, you know, 60-foot power, you know, a couple other things. It's, you know, fun right now. I've been looking around. Like I said, if I can get it up 60 feet, 60 to 65 feet, I think I'd really be happy. But then I might have a city problem.
usually, you know, the best thing in that, in the power department, you happen to be driving around and you see one of these houses with a 60 foot up there with nothing on top of it. Usually, you know, you go up, knock on the door, usually you can end up with it for nothing or for a couple bucks, you take it down yourself. Or Facebook Marketplace. There's quite a few towers on Facebook Marketplace we keep.
Yeah, I've been looking at them. Like I said, I mean, you know, I can, the funds aren't really the issue, it's the time. Go out and get it, because, you know, a lot of them don't seem to be, like, local. You know, and I don't want to get something and have it set. I want to be able to get something and get it off.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, either way, I'm just saying, you know, you go to the house with the tower already up that has nothing on top of it, your best bet, because everything's there. You just have to take it down and take it apart, but all the bolts and hefty stuff. Well, I don't know about the base. I guess you'd have to think about that, because usually them bases are cemented in place, and I don't know if you can yank them out of there or not. They're okay.
I've actually thought about going to talk to the guy over there. Put a nice unit up there. He's got 100-foot power in the backyard.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, see how it goes. See how it all works out there anyway. All right, man, I'm going to go ahead and get on the monitor end there and open up the band here. Try to wake myself up. You know how it is, man. But anyway, Kurt, man, good talking to you again and sounding good and you know, it's been a while. I just want to touch base, see how you've been and everything, and, you know, all the good stuff there. But anyway, if I don't talk to you later, have yourself a good day at work there, and have yourself a good day in general. And we'll talk to you later, friend. WSFZ 793, I'm monitoring after your final.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to have a good day. You too. Enjoy this wonderful Michigan weather. And we will talk to you later one way or the other. WSFF 330, monitoring.
WSIG 817, monitoring. 817, this is WSAA 336. You got a copy?
Copy that, Chuck. Good morning. How are you doing? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
A little tired today. I slept in, so my alarm went off. I shut it off. I just kind of laid there with my dogs and relaxed for a little while. But I'm up now. I got some coffee brewing, so I'm ready. Ready to start the day.
Yeah, 10-4. I got a couple cups in there already. Just starting my day, too. Yeah, were you reaching out for 793?
I wasn't close, but I was going to see if Dave's out there. But just give me a few more minutes to turn my brain on and get a couple sips of coffee in, and then I might call a couple people out.
Yeah, he was just on. I thought you were calling for him. That's what I was asking.
Copy that. Yeah, I haven't. I have not yet. Not quite yet, but I might. I might hear him in the morning. To everybody who's listening, though. Yeah, just give me a few more minutes, and I'm still busy. And I gotta get my. I don't have everybody's call time memorized yet.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll talk to you later. This is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Copy that. This is WSAA 817. I'm going to monitor, and then I'm going to get some coffee. So, stand by.
WSCZ, I'm sorry, yeah, WSSZ 793. Dave, you got a copy?
Yeah, come on.
What's happening, my friend?
Well, just like Mike, I'm still working on getting the cobwebs out of my head. I know I say that every morning. I got up a little late this morning, so I'm a little off schedule here. Two cops working on number, getting ready to work on number three there. Okay, what's happening with you?
Oh, same old, same old. I got up about the same time, maybe a little earlier, 5:13 this morning. And I got some coffee in me, did some stuff around the house. Got it under control now until Mom gets up anyway. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I'm usually up at 4. In most mornings, open my eyes up, can't close them again, look at the clock, and it's 4. It's like I don't need no alarm. But I don't know, this time around, I guess I went a little longer than usual. Must have been tired. I got up around 6 or so, a little after 6, and was kind of surprised. And so I'm just working on, you know, this time of morning, there's really no action over here. I'm just looking on the computer and just listening in. I turned it on and listening in. I heard some people. I thought, well, I talked to Kurt out there at 3:30 just a few ago, and then that's about it there, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm sometimes you just gotta catch up on your sleep, especially when you get up so early, you know. But, yeah, it could be the weather, too, man.
Wow, she made me jump. that made me jump a little bit. Yeah, what's the deal with this weather, man? You know, I got this arthritis, in my lower extremities and stuff a bit. Not a whole lot, but a bit. And so up and down temperature changes cause me some pain. Nothing major, just it just does. It just screws with my legs. And, you know, what's going on here? You know, one day, man, I'm sitting here, I got fans blowing on me and everything, I'm burning up. Next thing you know, I'm sitting here in the morning drinking my coffee and I'm freezing to death.
Oh yeah, you gotta love it. Michigan, you gotta love it. Yeah, usually we got 70s by now, and we're about 10 or more degrees below what we usually run, and then the rain, that don't help, especially with your aches and pains. I get it.
Yeah, the rain especially, that really messes with me. Yeah, I got 50 degrees over here. That's just crazy, man. It's May, dude. It's May, you know. It's supposed to be like 70. But I guess that's the way it is. It's just weird, you know. But then again, it ain't the only time it's ever happened. There's been years that we've had this before. It's just these up and down temperature changes mess with me a bit. And, you know, but I'm so used to it, you know, I just ride along with it.
Yeah, I hear you. I suffer a little bit with, I had to have my knee scoped. I got arthritis, like, pretty bad in my right knee. Kneeling out of all them years, doing brickwork, you know. And, So anyway, the weather changer like you're talking about, that affects my sinus. It gives me a headache, so that's kind of miserable. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm starting to have a little problem with my left knee. It just started recently, not too long ago, a couple months. Nothing bad. It's just, but there's times, man, it'll hurt. And if I'm in bed trying to sleep, you know, I sleep on my side with my legs on top of each other, and it'll start hurting, and I have to dig up a cushion and throw it in between, you know. But, yeah, I just started doing that. I'm pretty sure sooner or later they're going to tell me, like, I got to, you know, get a new one or something. That's how it usually starts. But there's days when it doesn't, like today, it ain't bothering me at all. It doesn't bother me at all. But it's recently my knee started giving me a little bit, my left knee. Sometimes if I'm walking and I twist to turn around or something, it'll bark once, but nothing major there. So, yeah, we're getting old. That's all there is.
Yeah, copy that. We're not getting any younger, are we? Yeah, when you pull your knee in and then extend it out and it clicks, that's a pretty good sign that you got something going on there. I had to have mine scoped because I thought he was going to do a knee replacement. He goes, oh, no. He says, we'll just go in there and clean everything up. It was about a 40-minute procedure. Mine was a little rough, so he didn't even want me to use it for 2 weeks. It's been, I don't know, probably 10, 12 years ago. And he said, you'll see me again before you have your knee replacement. And over.
Yeah, Roger that. I get a click in mine, my loved one, once in a while, not all the time, but yeah, once in a while, if I'm rolling over or something in bed or something, it'll click. Sometimes, like I said again, if I twist to turn around, if I'm like in the kitchen and, you know, I pour a cup of coffee and I got to turn around to open the fridge to grab the milk, sometimes it'll click too. Not every time, but sometimes. If I'm aware of it, you know, and it's like, oh, here we go, you know, next thing you know, they're going to tell me I need a new knee, and then I just got to wait for the other one to go, and hell, I'll be, $6 million man.
This is WSAA 336 for Radio ID. Yeah, I hear you, Dave. Eventually you're going to have that knee looked at. Over.
WSAZ 793 for ID. Yeah, but I'm a procrastinator, and I guess I can say it. I'm a procrastinator. I'm stupid enough to wait till the last minute to where, you know, to where they'll probably come, yeah, you should have seen us 2 years ago or something. You'd have been in better shape. Now we got to tear it all out and rebuild it, put a metal one in there or something. I procrastinate. I don't know why I do it, but I do it.
Well, it's in our nature, my friend. Hey, listen, you have a great day. I'll probably speak at you later. This is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, 336, man. Well, Chuck, you have yourself a good day. Good talking to you as usual. Kind of woke me up a bit. Now I'm starting to get in the swing here a little bit there. But take care. You're sounding good, too. Sounding really great. Got to throw that in. And you have yourself a good day if I don't talk to you later. WSZ 793, and I'm monitoring. WSFZ 793, station 793, Mr. Dave. I heard you talking to Chuck. I won't make you repeat everything about your morning as I was already listening, but yeah, I just wanted to chime in and say good morning to you, Dave. This is WSID 817.
Good morning, Time Mike. WSFZ 793 ID. How's it going over there?
I can't complain. I just got my first half a mug of coffee in me, and I'm starting to wake up, and I'm feeling good. So I just wanted to, I heard you talking, and I wanted to tell you to have a good morning, and season, you know, I'm sorry to hear that you're having some knee problems. I just both of my knees when I was in high school, and I've got some knee problems as well. They told me that I would only have 10 years or so left on my knees, and that was 20 years ago. So my knees are a bit crunchy too.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, a long time ago I've succumbed to the fact that I'm just getting old and things are starting to, you know, break down or whatever turn they take. I tell myself you're not a young chicken anymore. This is what happens, I guess. So I pretty much succumbed to it. Like I said, the pain every now and then, I'm used to it. Once you get used to it, you know, it doesn't matter if you have painkillers or what, you know, it just, once you get used to it, it's just another, well, at least in my opinion, in my case, I mean, you know, it's just another day there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, what are you going to do? It's, I think it's, you know, part of life, and all that jazz. It's not a fun part of it, but, you know, try to stay as active as you possibly can for as long as you possibly can. Something about moss on rolling stones and whatever. That stays in is in motion, stays in motion. As I've heard doctors say before, but, yeah, I don't get too much exercise except for my walk that I take during the day to get my dogs moving around. But, you know, those walks are for me, you know, just as much as they are for the dogs, just because I need that exercise. You know.
Yeah, Roger, that I was going to say, well, that it's just as good exercise for you, technically, as it is for the dog. You know, because you got to, I mean, you're walking and doing things and everything. And I figure, well, it's, you know, in the youth, when I used to be able to jump fences with no problems and, you know, and all the crazy stuff I used to be able to do and all of that stuff, I figure, well, it's time to pay the piper. Maybe that's what it is. You get up there in age, it's time to start paying the piper or paying for the fun times or whatever the case, whatever I'm trying to say. Ain't no big thing. Hey, I don't know if I told you, I think I told you yesterday, but I'm going to say it again. You sounded good on the radio, you and Lori both. Both of your voices are different on the broadcast radio than they are on on the DMRS. But, you know, of course, you know, broadcast, you got your sound processors and all the other stuff. But you could be a DJ, man. Your voice was so low out there and so clean, man. You could be a DJ. You sounded like you had a DJ's voice out there, Roger.
Thanks, Dave. I've heard people say that before. Some people like my voice. I personally, I can't stand the sound of it. But yeah, that's a nice compliment for you to say. Thank you. Yeah, they have all this fancy equipment there, and the microphone is huge, and it's got a pop filter.
Yeah, they've got a whole different setup than what I'm transmitting on the HD, so I bet you I would sound a lot more different. But maybe I sound more clear on the professional radio than I do on these little radios. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun to go and chit chat with the DJ Rachel, and she's really friendly, and she's really good at keeping things moving along too. It's always good in case you choke up or something.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know if it was 336 I was talking to yesterday after the broadcast, or who it was, but I was a little critical. I asked him, I said, did it sound like the announcer was like trying to push him, you know, push him through to let's get this over with deal? I said, it sounded like the announcer was a little aggressive trying to push him through it. And he told me, well, you know, you only have so much time space to do it, and that occurred to me, and I thought, I didn't even think about that. That's why, you know, because I thought at first, man, I'm thinking the announcer, whoever she was, I thought, man, she's pushing them. You know, it sounds like she don't care. Just hurry up and let's get this done and get out of here. But once he told me that, you know, you only have so much of a time frame to get it in there, then I understood there, okay.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, Rachel, she's very friendly. And she loves the dogs that we bring in for her to meet. And she, you know, the way it goes is I'll listen to Rachel before the broadcast, and she'll say, all right, one more song before Wet Nose Wednesday, or two more songs before Wet Nose Wednesday. And it kind of is like a time slot. And, you know, I try to keep in mind that it's a business, basically, and they're trying to operate as efficiently as they possibly can, and, you know, they make money by playing commercials on the radio, not by doing free broadcasts for the shelter dogs. So I'm just grateful that we get the time that we do in there, because it helps. It definitely helps, and the dogs that we take on there usually get adopted pretty shortly afterwards. So, but yeah, it's you are a little bit limited on time. We just try and get as much information out as we can in the time allotted.
Yeah, Roger that. I didn't make a big deal of it or anything. I just thought, you know, I believe 33, who the hell was I talking to yesterday? I can't remember. But, well, I do remember, but I don't remember, but 336, yeah. No, I wasn't making a big issue of it. I just asked him, I said, do you think maybe the announcer was a little pushy? But then he told me, you know, his time limit and everything. Okay, got it all. So, but you know, made me laugh was when you said the dog tore up the chew toy or the toy. I started laughing. That cracked me up.
Yeah, we had this. It was a bright, like, neon pink ball, and it had a loud squeaker in it. And that ball, we gave it to her, and it was in pieces within seconds. She was... You know, we were talking on the radio, and it was in a million pieces by the end of it. So we had a bag full of toys for her because she likes toys. Some dogs, they don't really care about toys, and they just want the attention. But, yeah, Charlotte, she loves chewing up tennis balls, and she's a big fan of the milk bone and peanut butter combo that I usually throw out there when I go in.
No phone penis butter thing again. But you just said you have a pretty good success rate after these radio ads. You have a pretty decent success rate. They usually adopt it.
Yeah, copy that. Usually it only takes maybe a few days before somebody will start asking about her. And sometimes
somebody will come and want to do a meet and greet with them, like right maybe even the same day or the next day. But eventually somebody comes and we'll take her, and that's our goal, is to get as many dogs out of there as we possibly can, because it's the average stay is just way too long.
Yeah, Roger. I was bummed a little bit. I can't remember exactly what the words were about, because of her eyes or something, from the stress of being caged all day or something. It kind of bummed me out there. I can't even look at these. They used to have commercials on TV where they'd show the dogs in the cages, you know, and stuff. And man, it used to mess me up something bad. You know, because I feel for them. But you and Lori should be commemorated, is that the word I'm trying to say? I'm still not fully awake for what you do. I know I said that yesterday, but it's important that you're commemorated for that. Oh, God, where am I at here? I hope there's more coffee in the pot. But, I hope she gets adopted. I hope so, as you said, it's been a while. She's been in there a while. And, I feel for that. I hope it works out.
Yeah, copy that. I'm done with my first cup of coffee. Now I'm working on my second cup of coffee. But, Charlotte, she has these beet red eyes. Like the whites of her eyes are all beet red, and it's because of she's super, super stressed out because she's very dog reactive, and her blood pressure is very high, and when somebody's blood pressure gets too high, sometimes their eyes will get bloodshot, and that's kind of what's going on with Charlotte. But you get her out of the shelter, you take her for a walk, and those red eyes, they get a little bit better for a while. And so we're hoping to get her into a forever home. And then those eyes should clear up after some time of being at a home, you know, getting out of the shelter. Or she needs to be away from other dogs is the thing.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, I hope it happens. I hope she gets adopted soon. You know, since that's the case too, you know, dogs shouldn't have to live like that, but, you know, this is the world we live in, I guess, and you can only do what you can, you know, to try to make it right, and, you know, if you understand what I'm saying there, I don't want to go drifting off to the right or left here, but I just hope it happens, though. I hope that somebody adopts her, I really do, but, hey, let me get back to you in a minute. I'm gonna run out here and see if there's more coffee and see if I can snatch me another cup. And I'll be back out here in a few minutes, man. We'll talk to you then. WSSZ 793. I'll be back.
All right, copy that, Dave. I am WSID 817, but I will continue to monitor, and if you come back, I'll still be listening. So if anybody else is listening, I hope you're having a fantastic morning. It's going to be a great day. So, I'll talk to you again, Dave. This is WSID 817.
WSOZ 793, back monitoring. You still in there, Mike?
Copy that, Dave. I'm still here. This is WSID 817, still monitoring. You want to come back and chat some more?
Nah, it's a little here and there. Yeah, I'm batting 100 today, man. I went in the kitchen and put me a cup in the Keurig. Coffee, whatever you call it, you know, I went to make me a Keurig, put the coffee in the thing closed that hit it. I forgot to put the damn coffee cup in it. Had a bit of a mess to clean up.
Copy that, Dave. Yeah, there are certain steps to using a Keurig, and putting your mug underneath the spout is definitely one of those. But I am with you. I've had mornings like that, so I understand completely. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Mind me laughing at your expense a little bit. But coffee's flowing over here, yeah. I almost done with my second cup already, and I'm gonna be I gotta get logged into work here in a little bit, but I'm gonna be listening to the radio all day. I don't have any meetings or anything today until much later. So I'll be on the radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to relate that story to you, because usually the first thing I do is set the cup on, you know, in there, and then I open it up and throw the coffee canister in there, or whatever you call the thing, the coffee Keurig. But this time I wasn't paying attention. Either I'm still half asleep or I had something on my mind, but I hit it, and I started hearing it running, but it sounded different. I'm like, I turned around and I looked, there ain't no coffee cup, and it's pouring out and there's no coffee cup there. And I see my coffee cup on the counter, and I hurried up and I threw the coffee cup in there. But when it was done, I had less than a quarter of a cup. So after I cleaned everything up, I did it again. But no, there was times even before the Keurig, there's been a few times where on the main coffee maker, I put coffee in it and everything, turn it on, and then wait, and I don't hear no noise, I don't hear no water running, I don't see nothing in the pot, and I'd open it up and forgot to put water in it. I've forgotten to put water in it and just coffee, and there was times when I put water in it but forgot to put the coffee in it, and I'd end up with a pot full of clear water. So these things happen.
Yeah, they do happen from time to time. That sucks, though. Yeah, usually I'm on autopilot in the morning, and there's certain things that need to be done in order to get my coffee. And yeah, I've got this whole routine, and it just seems to happen. And but when you're in a state like that, you can definitely miss a step. It's very easy to do. So. Yeah, that sucks about getting your coffee spilled, but, what are you going to do? It's, mistakes happen from time to time. What are you going to do? What else? You got any plans today or anything like that? I'm going to be back to my Converge studies at work today. But, I'm going to end up being a little bit busy here in a minute. But I'll be listening all day.
Another day, just take whatever comes at me. No special plans or nothing, just whatever comes at me. That's how I usually go by. Unless I got a repair job or something, you know, then it's different. But, another morning. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and monitor and wake myself up here and see how everything goes, man. We'll catch you on the radio from time to time today sometime here. Like you said, you usually have it on your monitoring anyway. I just wanted to throw that at you, let you know, man, that, you know, I put the Keurig in and didn't put the cup there. And that's usually the first thing I do before I even do it. I set the cup in there so I don't forget, so I don't have an accident, but one of these days. Anyways, my friend, we'll talk to you in a little bit, and the duration of the time there, you have yourself a good morning, and have a good day at work if we don't talk to you. You're sounding good, sounding really good. through the repeater. Hardly any noise or anything, just mostly you. And I'll catch you in the view. WSOZ 793. And I'll clear after your final.
Copy that, station 793. I will wish you a good day. I will, maybe we'll talk a little bit later. But yeah, I'll go back to the monitoring side and wish everybody listening a good morning. This is WSID 817.
This is WRWF 505 monitoring. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
993 from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Good morning, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. How are you, my friend?
Just another fun-filled day, but I'm doing okay. Yourself?
Oh, just getting the day started, actually. Just getting on the road and getting it started. That's about it. Been doing all right, staying busy, working and all that. You just getting out of work, are you, or what?
I'm doing the opposite of you. On the road, getting it over with for the day.
Roger that. Back again at it again tonight, huh?
All the way through Sunday.
Yeah, that's about it, my friend. Just in there. Where exactly in Owasso at Travis's shop at? Do you know exactly? Next time I get out that way, I'm going to stop out there or whatever. Where exactly in Owasso is that?
It's on the main drag. I want to say it's Main Street, but it's whatever that one of those main thoroughfares that runs east-west through town there.
Roger that, yeah. Okay. Been doing any Uber driving lately or anything like that, or no?
Doing a little bit, not a whole lot. I've just kind of been wrapped up with some personal things, and then I had a couple issues with the van that I had to take care of, so, you know, I haven't been doing a whole lot with that, but I'm looking to get back into it at some point. I'm looking to switch jobs, so I got a job interview next week. We'll see how that goes, and, you know, then I'll know better what my schedule might look like.
Yeah, well, good luck at the job interview. Hope all goes well. Hope you get the position. Hope you get the job. I'll keep my fingers crossed and pray for you there on that one. So if you get that job, are you still going to be working overnight there at the other place out there where you're working now?
Negative. This is going to be like 12-hour shifts, and then they switch it between days and nights. So, yeah, I'll be giving this job up, but this one I'm going for pays almost twice what I'm making now.
Through that, same kind of job, same kind of work, stuff like that, or something completely different?
It's completely different. It's in manufacturing.
Copy that for sure, definitely. Well, like I said, I'll keep my fingers crossed. I'll pray for you on that, and I hope it all goes well, and get the position, get the job. When do you got to go for the orientation or the interview on it?
I had an initial phone thing, and then I go for a physical interview Wednesday morning, and then after that, at some point, I guess they'll make a decision, and then schedule me for onboarding if that's the direction they want to go in.
Roger. Now, if something doesn't go through where you get it, then you'll still stay out where you're at then now, right, or no?
Absolutely. I'm definitely not going to quit before I have something else lined up, that's for sure.
Roger on that, for sure. All right, man. Well, good talking to you. Good hearing from you. Always good to talk to you and hear from you and whatnot. So it's been a pleasure. Safe travels out there on the road. You have a good rest of your day and morning and all that good stuff. And appreciate you reaching out. We'll definitely do it again, my friend. But until then, you take care. Have yourself a great one. And we'll talk again soon. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Always a pleasure, and we'll definitely do it again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile. We're actually going to be off the air for a minute. We've got to run in here, pick some stuff up. Have a good one. Be safe.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
Good morning there, 556 WSBM 993.
Yeah, how's it going on this lovely rainy morning there, Chad?
You know, it's going. That's about it. Just getting on the road and getting moving around and stuff. You must be at the work headquarters, I'm assuming?
Yeah, sure am. Currently dismantling some bits and pieces off an old Santa Fe at the moment.
Roger that. Did you ever get your windshield window fixed or whatever on your car yet? And did you find anything more out about my window by any chance? Just curious.
I was able to talk to my coworker about it. She looked into it. Unfortunately, by the end of the day, she couldn't find anything. She's been gone for the past couple of days. She's been at the hospital for shoulder issues. But she told me once she got back, she would finish looking, and if she found anything, she would let me know. As for mine, there are a few yards around the area that have it, but some of them have cracks, chips, you know, stuff like that. I'm trying to find one that doesn't have any of that, because if I put something on like that, it's just going to crack and get worse over time. So.
Roger that. I hear you, for sure. Well, I appreciate you looking into it and her looking into it, and if anything comes through, you'll let me know. Did you have a pretty good weekend and all that and stuff? Did you have any anything exciting and fun going on over the weekend, or just a normal general weekend for you?
You know, I just kind of sat around the house this past weekend, didn't really have much to do. Outside of upgrading a bunch of bits and pieces on my RC car and getting that back up and running and making it a bit faster, nothing too exciting outside of that. Don't really have any plans for this weekend as of yet either, but from the sounds of it, I might be going over to a friend's place. Not entirely sure yet, though.
Copy that one for sure, definitely. I hear you. Well, anyways, man, I did hear you out there. I just wanted to jump in and say good morning to you and say hello. Like I said, you have yourself a good rest of your day there at the work headquarters. And try to stay dry as much as possible. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. Always good to talk to you and hear from you. And I'm pretty sure we'll definitely do it again later on or again soon. But in the meantime, my friend, you take care. Have yourself a good one, and we'll talk at you a little later. Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 933 will be clearing monitoring after your final.
Yeah, thanks for checking in. Definitely nice to hear from you. Definitely be safe out there, especially all the rain. You know how the rain is. People think they can drive a million miles an hour. Came across that this morning. But be safe out there. Get done with what you gotta. I'm sure I'll talk to you again sometime later on throughout the day at some point. WSHW-556, clear and monitoring.
WSOZ 793, back monitoring.
73, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. It's been a minute. How are you, my friend?
Morning time, Paige. How you been? I've been all right. It's been a while, yeah. How you doing?
Not too bad. I just kind of been busy. Haven't been on the air too much, but I'm on my way home from work. I'll actually be home in a few minutes there, but heard you throw the call out there, so I wanted to say hello.
Yeah, roger that. I appreciate it. Things are going okay over here so far. Except for the doggone weather. What do I got here? I got 50 degrees over here. Jesus. But other than that, well, 3 cups of coffee. I'm still working on getting my morning started and taking whatever the day throws my way there, Raji.
Dad, I'm ready to take my butt home and call it a night.
Yeah, roger that. You talking about going home and flopping?
Yeah, I hate these first nights back at work. It's hard, you know, trying to get back on that overnight schedule.
Yeah, roger that. It's rough when they change you from shift to shift, day to night and stuff. Yeah, it can be rough. You gotta have to redo all your scheduling around, you know, you gotta have your sleep and everything, that's for sure. You can't be all you can be at work, man. If you ain't had no sleep, they're okay. That. I caught most of that. You're breaking up pretty bad there. I caught most of it, though. You know, as much as I hate to tell people, but, you know, you got to be honest, you know, so I got to tell you, you're breaking up. Yeah, roger that. It's still breaking up, but I heard you say you, I understood you. You're in a dead spot or something. It should be rectifying itself here as you get a little further out there, okay?
Right. I'm about home anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and give the 73s to you, and we'll do it again. Pleasure chatting with you. Glad to hear everything's all right with you. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We're clear on your final.
Yeah, it's 73's back to you. Yeah, you came out of the dead spot now. I could understand everything. And 73's to you, and get yourself some sleep. Sounding good when you weren't in that dead spot. You were sounding good, so. And we'll talk to you later. Always good talking to you. And we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Good morning to you. 202-793.
Good morning. Time right back to you.
Morning, 793. How you doing this morning? This is WSGI 432.
Good morning, Ty and Jimmy. I'm doing all right. Drinking my coffee and, like I said, waiting to see what the day brings in. Just sitting here watching videos and listening to the radio there. Okay, how you doing?
Not too bad. I'm heading down to Highland to do a rooftop delivery with another guy here from work. And other than that, I just enjoying the rainy day.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it's gloomy out there. Cold, too. Well, not cold, but I got 50 degrees outside over here. But that's still cool. I can feel it coming through the window. My window's still open. It's just, I can feel it, man. It's cool out. Yeah, and it's gloomy out, too. It's one of them days, man. It's just all it is. It's going to be one of them days there, roger.
Roger that. Well, I just wanted to say hi, and I'll let you get back to waking up there with your coffee, and I'll head down to Highland here. Good talking with you. WSGI 432.
Yeah, Jimmy. 73. You're sounding good. Sounding really good. If you didn't tell me you were mobile, I wouldn't think you were. I mean, that's how good it sounds. So whatever you're doing, keep it up there. Always good talking to you, my friend. You have yourself a safe day and a good day at that. As gloomy as it is out there. Maybe we'll talk to you later. Yeah, I gotta get on the monitoring side and wake myself up. WSFZ 793, now I'm monitoring.
Station 218, WIUG 48, copy. Yeah, go ahead there, Jack. WIUGX 218. Well, good morning, and you sound perfect. Really perfect. You're sounding good. Excellent. And how is it by you? Is it raining by you or no rain right now? And here is no rain, not at this time.
Yeah, roger that. Nah, no rain. Cloudy. And cool.
You must be on the harvest.
I just down on the Yagi right now. It went worse, didn't it?
And I got background just a little bit on that Yagi.
Roger that. I'm back on the harvest now. It's better. I've seen that this morning. I think it got wet. They had the water and the rain messing with it up there, so. So that connection's right out in the open on that. But, yeah, the harvest way better today there, Roger.
Yeah, hey, Roger, that. It took that out. It did. With the Yagi. I mean with the harvest.
Copy that.
Any word on Mushigami 600?
No, I'm getting good signals back from that. I can hit it with this harvest now, no problem. Like I was telling you the other day, but I haven't heard no traffic on it yet, sir. Copy.
Yeah, I should have said. Well, probably tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday, or Saturday, you will hear some for sure. be somebody probably at home and, you know, play with the radio and all that. Roger.
Good, copy that. Yes, it's a dreary day. I think it's going to get back about 70, though, by the weekend, they're saying, I guess. So, see what happens. Feel like just laying down, taking a nap. Roger.
Yeah, you're right. Take a nap. I took two naps yesterday, and I said, what the heck is going on? I can't go outside. It's still raining out there.
Roger that. Yeah, makes you sleepy. Not much going on. It's one of them days there.
Yeah, I was on the morning brew, and it was not much really going out there. It was a little bit slower today from about 3-4 days ago.
Roger that. I got a pair of ducks. There are mallard ducks keep showing up out back. I got some chicken scratching feed I put out there. They like it. They be coming back every day. They got to be having little chicks going on here soon. I don't know where their nest is at.
That will be in the cornfield. I know you got a cornfield behind you. And that's what's going to be in the cornfield. They usually do that.
Copy that. Yeah, water used to be out there when it had rainy season. Years ago, I remember it. There'd be a lot of them, yeah. I don't know. They come every day. In the early morning, and they come in the evening.
Yeah, you'll see them. They got to be nesting over there in that cornfield. You know, because that's how they don't go on a tree, that's for sure. So they go low, very lower. And we used to have a house with a 7-acre, and that's what they used to do. Right there where the water is.
Yeah, copy that. They could be up front in the ditch. If it rains, it gets a good amount of water in there, and I've seen them out there before, too. I don't know. They're hanging.
Well, good to hear you out there, and good talking to you. We'll talk on a date. WIUG, wait 8.
Roger that. All right, Jack. We'll talk at you later. WRZX218. We'll be monitoring.
USAA336 monitoring.
WSGH922 monitoring.
92, this is WSAA336. Got a copy.
Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just waking up here. Got up a little late today and sitting here having a cup of coffee.
Oh, you got a ways to go then to catch up to me.
Yeah, I've been staying up later, staying up to like 1 o'clock in the morning, and usually I'm in bed by, 11:30 after the news. But, yeah, I've been sleeping a little bit more.
You just adjusted your time frame then, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Now the weather's kind of got me held up. I can't do much outside.
Yeah, it was kind of like that yesterday, too. So Yeah, I was going to do some work on my vehicle, and I don't think I'm going to do that today because it's going to be rainy and cold. I think I'll just hold off to the weekend.
Yeah, it looks like we got a couple more days of this, and then it don't look bad, but you know how Labor Day is. That's always iffy.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I've got a boat, and the thing is, you always like to have it in by Labor Day. Or Memorial Day, I guess it is.
I messed that up, too? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's Memorial.
Yeah, I knew that. I must have had an old-timer's problem there. I always remember, see, it should have been Labor Day first, you know, L comes before M, but, you know, whatever.
Yep. Well, anyways, what I was saying is, kind of got me thrown off there. When you said that, I was like, no, it's not Labor Day. But anyways, the day is to get your boat in by Memorial Day. And I've had some Memorial Days where it's literally rainy and cold like it is today. You know, it's no fun to start off the season anyways.
Yeah, I hear you. There's no point in putting it in if you can't use it, right?
Yep, right on that one. Yep, this year is the first year I haven't rented a slip to put it into. Usually I put it in the spring and pull it out in the fall and just leave it in there and not having to trailer it around. But this year, I didn't rent my slip. First year in about over 10 years, so we're going to pull it around this year, maybe.
That sounds real good, man. Is that basically your summer hobby?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been boating all my life, but big fisherman. Do a lot of salmon, lake trout, walleye, all kinds of different types of fishing. But, yeah, it's all rigged up with downriggers and planer boards and copper lines and lead core and you name it. I've got all the goodies to go out and catch fish with.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I gotta get back into the living room, so I'll cut out here for a minute. Nice chatting with you, Greg, and you have a great day. It's WSAA336, and I'll be clear in monitoring.
Okay, Chuck, good talking with you. We'll chat again. WSGH-932 will be clear.
Station 922, WIUG-48, copy.
Good morning, Jack.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. On my first cup.
Mine and a half cup. I was on the GM. I put up my cosign. They called my cosign, but they didn't give me the heck for today.
What's that? They didn't give you your spot?
Oh, they called my cosign. They didn't give me the spot at all.
Yeah, I didn't turn around this morning. What was the question of the day?
How do you go to school? I was going to tell them, horse and buggy, go to school.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you did back in the day, huh?
Yeah, you know that back in the day, we used to be about five people, you know, around the block. They all pick up a horse and buggy and go to school.
Yeah, roger on that. Yeah, I walk to school every day, about a mile and a half or so, every day. Every day I used to walk to school.
Oh, you know what? I hate it because there was no cement at that time. All nothing but mud. You step in the mud and go to school in the mud. And I didn't like that. So I told him, look, I'll do something. He said, okay, there's four other people. They pick up my horse and buggy. I said, yeah, no problem. I'll go with the horse and buggy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I walked every day to school. And through the rain, the snow, you name it.
Yeah, but that's how you catch cold and all that, you know. Everything would be all wet and your books would be all wet and you can't even figure out what the heck you did the other day.
Yep, that's for sure. But I was healthy. I was definitely in shape.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Walking is the best thing out there. Walking is the best thing out there.
Yep, that's for sure. Yeah, I had a swimming pool when I was in high school, and between the walking and the swimming, I was pretty fit.
That's why you have a boat. You like to be in the water more.
That's for sure. Yep, I love the water. Ain't nothing like a good sunrise and a good sunset on a nice, beautiful day on the water.
Yeah, we used to go there at night. We used to go in the morning at Port Huron, and really, we look at the water. We can see the fish going back and forth. There was a lot of them too.
Yeah, I boated out of the Black River there. Had a slip there in Port Huron for 2 or 3 years, I think it was. Used to come out of the Black River and go out the St. Clair River and then under the Blue Water Bridge and then out to Lake Huron there. So I know that area well.
We used to go to Port Huron just for salmon. We were about 6-7 of us, and no sleep. Just till next day in the morning and go to Big Boy over there, have a breakfast there, you know, open breakfast. We used to go there, eat the breakfast, and drive back home. We used to get salmon.
Yep. Yeah, it's really changed over the years now as far as king salmon or Chinook salmon, they call them. They went away in the 70s, and that was due to the LY population, the LY and the zebra mussels. But they replanted Atlantic salmon, and they're starting to thrive now, and they'll eat just about any kind of forage, so... And they're a very good eating salmon.
How far that is from you?
That?
How far you have to go fishing where you're at?
We would go out about anywhere, so it depends. And this time of year, the fish are in shallow, so you don't have to go that far. Right now, they're getting them in anywhere from 30 to 50 feet. So you're only a half mile to a mile, sometimes 2 miles, depending on the structure. But midsummer, we go out as far as 5 miles out in the lake.
Quite a long distance, 5 miles. It is.
Yeah, you look around, you can't see nothing. You can't see no land. You gotta rely on your GPS.
Yeah, I gotta go have my coffee, because I have a half a cup yet, and I left it over there on the counter. So I gotta go get it. Well, good talking to you, Greg. And we'll talk again. WIUG 480.
Okay, Jack, good timing. My cup's empty here, too, so we'll chat later. WSGH 922 will be clear.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
WSIB 528 monitoring. WSIB 528 monitoring.
WRWS 528 monitoring.
WFGH 922. WFGH 922. WSGB 684.
Well, good morning, brother. How you doing? 684 WSGH 922.
Dream, living the dream. I finally got it figured out last night.
Yeah, I told you there's some tones there. I don't know. You probably had the tones not right, but if you could hear but not transmit.
The tones were good. It's just you could only put those into the section that was marked repeaters. You couldn't put it on a different VFO and then say that you had to go into the repeater setup frequencies or setup channels that you set up with repeaters and put it in. I did everything the same, but put it in there. It doesn't even have an offset there, but it's automatically done. So, cool.
Yeah, good deal. Good to hear you out here. You're mobile right now, I assume.
Yeah, I'm in McDonald's feeding my face. I just got back from Livonia.
Okay, so you're around town here then, or...?
No, I'm on Owen Road, Spencer.
Okay, yeah, you're making it pretty good. A little bit of static, but I can make you out really, really clear. So, sounding good.
Perfect. Just wanted to let you know I got hooked up, and thanks for your help. And I'll catch you later.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you later. WSGH 922 will be clear.
WSGQ 685, we're clear, or 684, we're clear too.
WSIB 528, monitoring.
WSAA 336, mobile and monitoring. 993, you got a copy? This is WSAA 336.
WSBM 993, go ahead, 336, got a copy.
How you doing today?
Oh, doing all right, hanging in there. How's things going your way today?
Real good. Just got to go pay a bill and then going to swing by that job I'm working on.
Hey, Roger that. I hear you there. Yeah, I lost power over here last night. About 5 in the morning, the dogs woke me up. All a bunch of bright lights and spotlights up and down my street. Consumers Energy out here, tree services out here. One side of the street had power. My side of the street didn't have power, and it was a mess over here. And power went out for about, I don't know, it was probably out for a good hour and a half, 2 hours. Then it finally kicked on. But, yeah, I think there was a tree or something that fell on a line or something and disconnected the power or something. I don't know exactly what the cause of it was, but that's what I'm assuming, so I don't know.
Roger that, yeah. Well, at least you weren't out too long.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. So just going to pay a bill and then going to go back over there and check on that job, eh?
Yeah, I'm just going to check and see if it's looking okay. Not much I can do about it. I just check it out.
Roger that. You pretty much finished with it, or do you still got to go back and work on it some more once it gets once the weather dries up?
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting on.
Roger. So you must be on the DD20 in the mobile then, hey?
10-4. I don't know. I was out that other the other morning, and my handheld just wasn't cutting it for some reason.
Oh, you were in the mold, or you were in the vehicle with the handheld, and it wasn't working, right?
10-4.
I copy that. You know, you can hook those handhelds up to that Nagoya antenna, too. You know, you can connect it to the Nagoya to the handhelds, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, only if you remember the connector.
Right, yeah. My Nagoya came with the connector piece or whatever to connect it to a handheld. Your should have came with one, too, didn't it?
Yeah, Roger that, but I forgot to put it in there. That was my point.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. But yeah, you didn't lose any power or anything over your way then, huh? No power lost over in your area then, huh?
Negative. We had everything we needed. I think you're right. It's probably either a transformer or tree fall line or whatever.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was a tree or whatever, because there was a tree company out there this morning or whatever, and they said that, because I asked, went outside and asked them, I said, you guys are the consumer. No, they said, we're the tree company, we got to cut a tree down, so evidently I'm assuming a tree must have fell or something or whatever, I don't know, but whatever the cause or the reason was, but I'm glad we're back up and running now. But yeah, man, appreciate you reaching out this morning. How we sounding over there on this HT that we're on, this Baofeng HT? Does it sound okay?
Yeah, copy that. You sound great.
Hey, copy. Yeah, I'm at home right now, just inside the house on the HT. I told you about that DD20 that I sent back to one, and They're going to be sending me a different one, so I should have that in a couple days.
I thought it was supposed to be here already.
So yeah, I got the one, but I have another one coming, too. I have another extra one coming.
Copy that. Hey, I'm at the place where I need to run in. I'll catch up with you in a minute. Just give me about 15 or so.
All right, yeah, sounds good. Just give me a shout. Just shout back at me or whatever. I should still be available. I still should be monitoring. So just go ahead and shout back at me. I should be around. WSBM 993 portable. We'll be clear and monitoring.
WSAA 336, and I'll be out.
WSIE 375, testing a new radio. Anyone copy?
Well, good morning there, 375. The radio sounds really loud and clear over this way. I'm in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater. I'm Bowfang HT handheld, and you're coming in loud and clear on this this end. Copy.
Great, thank you. I've got a 25-watt radio I'm messing with from Clinton Township.
Roger that. Copy that. Yep, sounding really good. Coming in loud and clear. Real full quieting. Good audio, good modulation. Sounds really good. WSDM 993. Name is Chad Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Sounds good. You have yourself a good one, and take care. WSDM 993.
Thanks very much. Have a great day. WSIE 375 clear.
WSAA 336, monitoring and mobile.
WSIE 375, I'm picking you up from Clinton Township.
Back on that.
WSAA 336,
WSBM 993,
were you calling?
Yeah, just putting it out there, Chad, and then somebody else reached out, so I was just contacting him back. I didn't catch his handle, though.
That was WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township.
Hi, 375. Good to meet you. My name's, my personal is Chuck, and I'm out of Saginaw County.
Good to meet you, sir. Matt from Clinton Township.
Copy that. Well, you have a good day, and I'm going to talk to my buddy, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
Roger that. Yeah, so did you make your way over to the job there to check on it yet, or is that where you're headed now?
No, I'm all buttoned up. I'm heading back to the house now, so I just thought I'd give you a shout out before I got home.
Hey, Roger, I hear you. Yeah, it's still raining a little bit over here and coming down a few raindrops, but tell you, this rain can definitely stop, man, and we can start getting some sunshine. We sure need it. I think we got enough rain now.
Yeah, copy that. The lawn loves it, and I don't because I got to mow twice a week. And it's usually like mowing hay.
Yeah, copy that one. You got a pretty big yard to mow there, or is it you able just to use a push mower, or you got to use a rider?
No, I have a push mower, but it's self-propelled, so that ain't hard, but it takes me about 45 minutes.
Yeah, copy. Well, Chuck, I appreciate you reaching back out again, my friend. Always good to talk to you, always good to hear from you. I'll let you get back to what you need to get back to, and I'm going to get back on the road here in a little bit, and that's pretty much about it. Got to go pick my friend up later on around 2 o'clock and take her and back to run some errands and take care of a few things, but other than that's pretty much about it right now. But we'll definitely do it again. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And we'll talk again soon, my friend. WSBM 993, we'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, Chad, no problem. I'll catch up with you later. Are you still out there, 275? You got a copy? negative on that, and this is WSAA 336, and I'm monitoring and mobile.
Copy that, Chuck. I think it was WSIE 375, but I'm not 100% sure now. Matt, are you still listening out there?
Break. Hey, who am I talking to, 117? All right, 817.
Copy that. I think this is still Chuck. This is WSID 817, correct? It's Mike from Saginaw. I was just seeing if that last station was still out there or not, and if I heard his call sign correctly. But yeah, I'm just listening. I'm running some tests and I'm focused on other stuff, but I'm still listening, though. How are you doing? Are you still doing good, Chuck?
Oh, yeah. Just got home. Got all my running done. Everything's good. And how about you?
Well, I've been busy all morning. I've been installing and building and doing all kinds of stuff. And, the list doesn't seem to ever get any shorter, so yeah, I'm doing pretty good though. I'm I'm working on some autonomous driving programs at the moment, so I don't know if anybody's interested in that, but it's some interesting stuff.
That's pretty cool. Hey, I just landed, so I'm gonna check out for a minute until I get inside and get my other radio turned on. I may not be on for a while, though. I'll probably check in later. But yeah, it was, you thought it was 375. I got a problem hearing, so sometimes it comes out wrong in my head. But yeah, I appreciate that. You said his name was Matt.
Yeah, copy that. That's what I heard anyway. I heard 375, but I wrote it down really quick, so I think it's correct, but I've misheard people before, so who knows. With a call sign like WSIE, I have to imagine that he might be a new GMRS operator, so he's probably just listening in, and, I'm pretty new myself, so I know what it's like, but... I'm going to go back to the monitoring side of things. I want to continue working on whatever I'm working on, and I'm going to continue monitoring. This is WSID 817.
Yeah, copy that. This is WSAA 336, and I will be clear.
WSGH 92, WSGH 92, WSDM 993.
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Hey there, Greg. Just figured I'd shout out at you, see if you were out here this morning. Just wanted to say hello. Hope all is going well. Hope your day is going well. And if you're traveling out there on the road, safe travels to you. Just wanted to jump in and say hello. And hope that all is going well. Other than that, that's pretty much about it, man. You enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll definitely do it again, my friend. For sure. WSDM 993, mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Okay, Chad. Well, yeah, thanks for reaching out. I heard you earlier. Glad you got power on. We've lost power here for 6-8 hours at a time recently, so you're lucky to only have it out for an hour and a half or two. But good hearing from you, my friend. We'll talk again later. WSGH 922 will be clear.
Roger that. Appreciate you. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
Whiskey Sierra India Kilo 490 radio check.
WRZP 544 Sheboygan County. Bob, sir, I have you in the charter.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Got my GMRS license. That was my first transmission.
Yeah, well, congratulations, sir, and welcome to the MIA network. And keep doing what you're doing. You sound good. And any questions, there's plenty of folks on the net there to help you. And pretty friendly crew around here. So, again, welcome. Enjoy yourself. Always a pleasure to meet new company. WRZ254. John Bob, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the kind words. This is Piero from WRZ254. WRTR 570, Colton, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, I can hardly hear you, but okay. Tell Mom we're heading north, and we will call her later.
Okay, talk to you later. I can hear you loud and clear.
And we're clear. Over.
Sam Echo Alpha 848 monitoring.
WRWW61 monitoring.
WSID 817 back to monitoring.
WSIE 375, mobile and monitoring from Clinton Township. WSIE 375, mobile, testing a new radio, anyone copy?
WSHW 556, read you loud and clear.
WSID 817.
Thanks, guys.
WSPM 993 portable monitoring.
Hey, Chad, any word on that DB20 coming in? Is that supposed to come in today? This is WSID 817, over.
I already got the new one. I'm waiting for another one to come to you as well.
Yeah, copy that. I think that's the one I'm thinking of is the replacement. Is that the DB20G or is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah, the DB20G. I already got the new replacement. I'm waiting for another one to come though as well. I have another one that's coming too. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, copy that. I just put in an order for a DB25 Pro so I can reach out on the 70 centimeter band on that on the Bert repeater, the one I have trouble hitting with my HTs. But the idea, I want to set that up at my desk. You can monitor four different channels at the same time, so I can hit the two Saginaw 2 meters, those 70 centimeter out in Burt, and then of course this repeater.
Hey, Roger that. So have you transmitted on ham radio yet? Have you made contact with anybody out there yet, or you haven't even transmitted on ham radio yet?
Yeah, I've been on there. Right now, I'm sticking to the ham 2-meter repeaters that are here in Saginaw because I'm pretty close to them. There's the main KADAC repeater, and they do. There's not a whole lot of traffic on that one, but they do net twice a week on there, and I've called in there and said my piece and whatnot. But then there's the secondary Saginaw 2-meter, that's the NAERL repeater, that's linked up with other repeaters. There's a little bit more traffic on there. Yeah, I'm meeting new people and whatnot. So, there's just a lot more traffic on GMRS, in my opinion.
Yeah, copy that, I hear ya. Yeah, sounds good, man. Well, I'm glad you, ordered a radio, and you said it was a what kind did you order? Did you say a DB what?
I got it off of Radio Oddity, which I think is apparently the place to go to get radios. There's, you know, a certain kind. So I got the DB 25 Pro. It's set up just what, I'm pretty sure it's pretty much the same radio that you have, but it does ham as well, and you can monitor 4 different channels at once.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got a TV25G GMRS. It's a mobile radio, but I just got it sitting over here. I don't really use it a lot. It was real, I don't know, it was giving me a lot of issues and problems, so that's why I got the DD20.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, hopefully I don't have too many issues with this one I got coming. I think you might need to use the antenna that comes with it, because it's specific to the radio. I think it has something to do with monitoring, being able to monitor so many special antenna, but I could be wrong too.
Is the DD25 Pro, is that an HD or is that a mobile?
It's like a mini base station. It's meant to go in your car, but I got a 12-volt power supply I'm going to run it off of.
Yeah, copy that. You putting a base antenna up too outdoors, or what are you going to run for an antenna? Hey, yeah, I got to take this call here. Let me get back with you, WSDM 993.
Copy that, 993, WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
WSDI 847, WSDI 847, WIEG 48, copy. Yeah, try one more time. WSDI 847, WSDI 847. WIAG 48,
copy. WIAG 48, clear. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
Station 817, WSBM 993, copy.
Copy that, 993, this is 817, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that, I had a phone call there. I'm waiting for another one to come back in here in a little bit. But anyways, So yeah, so you prefer an antenna for that radio then. You have just a you're gonna use a mobile antenna, or you got a base antenna then, or what will you be using for your antenna for that radio? DB25 Pro.
Yeah, copy that. I'm just gonna use a extender. So there's like a you can get magnetic mount that will screw into the base unit, and then you stick an antenna on top of it. And I'm just gonna stick that in a windowsill and hope for the best. I'm gonna test that out. I don't plan on doing like any outdoor antennas in the near future, but gosh, who knows where my mind goes. I feel like I'm just going to do whatever it takes to hit that BERT repeater from inside the house.
Yeah, I copy that. I hear you. Yep, for sure. All right, yeah, sounds good. So you already ordered and should be coming soon to you then, in a couple days or so, eh?
Yeah, I don't know how long it's gonna take. I whenever I order something, unless it's from Amazon, I assume it's gonna, or DoorDash, I assume that's gonna take a week to get to me. But so I assume a week. What's today? Thursday. So I don't know. Whenever it comes, will be fine. But it'll probably won't come until like Monday or Tuesday or something. I don't know. I just put the order in not long ago. I think it might have even been yesterday, so who knows.
Yeah, copy. So you got to go back to the shelter this weekend and work again, or what? Volunteer, I mean?
Well, it's a holiday weekend, and it is typically very hard to find me at home on a holiday weekend. Because I like to go up north camping, and I've got Monday off of work, so I'm taking my boat up north to the Isabo River. Gonna do some camping. I'll come back on Monday though. I'm gonna be taking my radios with me or something, because I'm gonna test out the reception that I get at a few repeaters up there.
You're at Isabo. I'm trying to think exactly where that's at. I can't think where that's at right now at the moment. But anyways, will you be able are you going to be able to communicate through the repeater network here at Saginaw and stuff? Or we'll be able to talk with you, or probably not?
Yeah, copy that. I will only be able to reach ham stations while I'm up there. I've been looking into solutions for a way for me to contact this repeater from a long distance away. And basically, what I've come up with is I would have to set up two DMRs, one in my hand, one at home. And then I have to hook up another radio through the Vox to then repeat on this frequency back at home. It's very complicated. It looks like it would be, I imagine it to be a nightmare to use. So I'm going to be out of reach all weekend.
Roger that. So probably wouldn't hear you back on the air on GMRS network until probably like Tuesday, probably, I'm guessing, right?
No, I mean, I'll be back in town Monday at noon, around noon or so. So, I'm going to be unloading the boat and shit like that, but I'll have the radio on and listening. I'll throw my sign out there. I'll tell you guys all about it if you want to hear about it. It's usually it's pretty boring and hopefully uneventful, but yeah, I'll tell you all about it. It's beautiful up there. The river, if you go look at a map or something on GPS or whatever, you can take US 23, take the 75-23 highway all the way up until you hit till you get to the Standish exit. Then you break off onto 23. Let me break for a moment. You go to 20, you know, continue following on 23 until you get to 65. 65 will take you north straight until you hit the Asabo River, basically, and it kind of follows it for a little while, but there's Lumberman's Monument up there, Iargo Springs, Canoers Memorial. There's a bunch of, like, it's in the middle of Huron National Forest.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Well, that sounds pretty cool, then, definitely, for sure. So getting back to how you were talking a minute ago about making those GMRS radios communicate with each other and repeat back to each other, you said in order for it to work, you said you'd have to have a radio at home, two radios in your hand, and that in order for it to work right?
It would be backwards. I would have one in my hands and then two. Well, I'd have to have a DMR in my hand, a DMR at home, and then a GMRS-capable radio at home as well. And I'd have to hook up the DMR to the GMRS radio and have Vox settings turned on. I'm thinking, in order to do it with only one call sign, I'd have to use what's called a parrot channel or a parrot private call. And I'm thinking, so there's a system out there on DMR, it records your voice. You can basically self-test your radio on DMR, and it's called Parrot. But essentially, it records your voice and replays it back to you. Let me break for a moment. So essentially how it would work is I would hit the button. I would hit the push-to-talk button. I would speak into the system. It records my voice. I then get done with the recording. I release from push-to-talk, and then it will replay it back to me over my DMRs that are registered with my call sign. So it would replay on the one that's not only in my hand, but replay on the one that is at home, and then I reroute that output to the GMRS radio to be replayed on this repeater. Trust me, it's a nightmare, and I'm not going to set it up.
Roger that. It's pretty complex. It's pretty difficult to do, huh?
Listen, my man, don't challenge me with a good time, because It's not a difficulty thing. It's just that it would be, in order to legally do something like that, with my only using my own call sign. If I had another friend and they let me use their DMR, then it would be a different story, but it would be even more complicated. But that's just my simplest way of trying to set up something. It's not a complication issue. It's more of like a user-friendly issue at this point.
Hey, got you there for sure. Okay. Well, yeah, man, sounds like you're going to have a pretty good time up north then, and with the boat and everything and camping, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty good time for you. Definitely. Hopefully the weather and everything is good for you up there, and you have a good time up there for sure.
Yeah. My dogs really enjoy it, and you know, as long as we don't find any porcupines, then we all have a good time. But you know, there are those times where they try to, you know, investigate on a porcupine, try to see what it tastes like, and they get stuck with the stickers. So I gotta take them in and get their quills removed. That puts a damper on the whole thing. So let's just hope and pray that they don't find a porcupine this time.
Copy that. You have a marine band radio too for when you're out in the boat, or you don't really use too much?
I don't have a radio in my boat. I don't really use it to go out on the bay very often. Sometimes I'll go out to Bay City and I'll drop in, and I mean, I don't have to stick that close to the shoreline, but there's a sandbar that's really popular. That's pretty popular, and you can find a bunch of people on their boats, and they're just kind of hanging out on the sandbar in the bay. So if the weather's nice and it's hot, if it's hot out, you can go there, that's pretty fun. I've done that a few times, but for the most part, like I said, I'm going to the Isabo River, which is inland water, so there's, I don't think anybody would be listening on marine out there.
Not bad. WSBM 993 for radio ID. All right, man, well, yeah, sounds good then. Have a good time or whatever, and definitely talk with you for sure, but jump off of here for now, and talk at you a little later, I guess. But you take care, and we'll talk soon. WSBM 993.
Yep, copy that, Chad. Have a good day, and maybe we'll talk to you again later tonight. So this is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
Station 817, WNUG48, copy.
Copy that, Jack. I hear you. Just give me a moment. I'm listening. You can go ahead.
I just heard you from the digital. You can go on the GMRS. How do you do that again?
Jack, it would be a project. It would be a project, and I'm not even 100% sure that it would work because my radio knowledge is not, I wouldn't consider it up to par on the expert scale. I'm still a newbie, and you were the one that told me about DMR, so I was hoping that you would have tips and tricks for me.
I know I'm not that experienced either, but I heard about them. Anyhow, you know you cannot do that from a DMRS to a GMRS. You know that?
Wait a second. Did you say you can or you can't? I didn't copy that. Can you retransmit? Over.
You cannot do that. You cannot do that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that there's a law against it, if that's what you're referring to, but technically, I believe it to be technically within the realm of possibility, my friend.
So, I mean, you tell me, you study these things and you think you can it be able to do it?
Definitely something that I'm willing to test, and it depends on how many DMRs you have. But what we could do, if you wanted to test this, we would have to meet in person, and I would have to bring two of my radios, and we could use your radio to do a private call to me, to then redistribute back onto GMRS to just do like a proof of concept. But we could do something more elaborate later on when I'm not such a dummy about these things.
I see what you're saying. I don't have time for that. I really don't. All right. Good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48.
Yeah, copy that. I don't really have time for it either. I wasn't suggesting that we actually do it, but I'm just saying that we could do a proof of concept if we really were driven to. But it would be an interesting project to test out. I don't know if you could just use a DMR repeater to like maybe hook up GMRS radio to the audio port on a PiStar node. There's a couple of different ideas that I have about it, but I don't know. It's still a work in progress.
Yeah, if you don't mind, go ahead and see what you can do, and let me know. WRG58, I'm clear right now.
Copy that, Jack. Have a fantastic evening. We'll be clear and monitoring. This is WSID817.
This is WSIH305. I just wondered, is WSID817 out there right now?
You know it, Lori. I'm out here listening. It's WSID817. I'm listening. Go ahead, Lori.
I just got done working. Did you already go for your walk?
You know what? I didn't even go because I was cold and it was kind of wet out. And I have an appointment at 3 in Bay City. So, I'm trying to get as much work done because I got piled on today. Oh my gosh, the work just got piled on to me. It's awful. So I'm trying to get as much of it done as I possibly can before my appointment. And then Brandon texted me, and I'm gonna go meet up with him later today for a thing.
Who's Brandon?
Brandon, Brian's friend, the one that you gave me his phone number, so I could I don't know if I can or should talk about it over the radio, but that I might purchase things from him.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love that guy. Tell him I said hi.
I will. Yeah, I'll have to let him know that you're on the radio, too, maybe. Maybe he's going to want to tune in to listen to what Lori has to say. So you're done working, doing some nails or whatever you're up to doing today? You want to go on a walk later tonight?
Actually, I agree with you. It is too cold. So I'm going to ask you... weightlifting at home, and then walk on my treadmill, and then I'm going to give myself a facial and stay in.
Love that, Lori. You take care of yourself. That's fantastic. So, I'm going to try and do the same thing. I feel like I need to get at least one walk in today, so it's going to happen eventually. Rain or shine, I think, because my legs need it. But, alright, you enjoy your evening, and I'm going to be clear and monitoring after you're next. So this is WSID817.
Okay, I'll clear and monitor. WSID 304-5.
WSTI 783. WSTI 813.
USA 8336 monitoring.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
684.
Station 684. Station 684, WSGH
922. Just wanted to test it. I'm in Lake Orion right now. I was coming through.
I can make you out. It's pretty scratchy. But I can make you out, Jeff.
Yeah, all right. That's a guess of my watch. Okay, I'm the Clarkson. Thanks. Good luck. 684, we'll clear after you.
Which repeater are you on? Are you on the 675 or the 625?
675. Nothing.
Okay, very good. Yeah, if we get you that Nagoya 72 antenna, you'll be golden then.
If we do that, I might just go ahead and have to do something. 25
water,
over.
Yeah, before you buy anything, get with me.
That will do. Yeah, we got different astronomy putting an antenna on the vehicle.
Okay, roger that. Well, the one I was talking about is a mag mount, so I don't know if that makes a difference, but you can take it on and off. Jeff, good talking with you. WSGH 922 will be clear.
WSIV 528 monitoring. WSIV 528 looking for a radio check.
528, go ahead, this is WSGH 922.
You got a copy of this, 528?
Yeah, station 528, go ahead, what's your call sign?
WSIB 528.
WSIB 528. Got you loud and clear here in the Flint repeater here.
I just programmed that. I'm new to the GMRS. This is my first time that I've been able to get out and talk to anybody. So I'm kind of happy that I, at least somebody acknowledged my radio here.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, we've all been there, my friend. I remember the day I finally got the PL tones right and I keyed up and someone heard me. So, yeah, welcome to the GMRS community.
Thank you very much. I've been having a problem with this software that comes with this radio. I got a, what do you call it, a DB20G?
Yeah, roger that. That's what I'm talking on right now.
I was having a problem with the software. I couldn't get it to work, so I went into the radio itself and tried to program everything, and it was easier than I thought.
Yeah, it's pretty easy if you can get in there and, you know, find your way through the faceplate there. Just as long as you can find the CTCSS. You got an RX and a TX. Just set those both at 141.3. You should be good to go.
That means that the 1413 is supposed to be set at the R, receive and the transmit?
That's correct.
It explains why I'm working now.
Yeah, where are you located at?
Over here in Flint, and
I didn't think this little antenna, I got one sitting outside, it's not very high off the ground, and didn't know if I could reach anything.
Okay, what, you got a 12-volt, are you in your mobile, or you got a 12-volt power supply?
12-volt power supply in the house.
Okay, yeah, you're sounding good. What kind of antenna are you using?
I think it's called an Itron or something like that. I couldn't remember. It was on Amazon. I picked it up, and people said they had good luck with it, so I just thought I'd give it a try and see.
Very good. Yeah, it's definitely doing a job for you, for sure. A lot of us are running the Nagoya 72. Mag mount for the GMRS. It seems to work pretty good with the DB20G.
I've got a magnet mount too, but I haven't got out to my vehicle yet. This little radio I like because you can just unplug it and take it anywhere. It's so transferable, you know, you can move it around.
Roger that. Yeah, it's a good little radio for $100 for sure.
It was nice talking to you, and I'm glad you came back on the radio check, and everything's working fine on my end, and you have a great day, and I'll be talking to you again, I hope, soon. This is WSIB 528, clear after your final.
Yeah, no problem. What's your first personal there? Mine's Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. Come back again. Somebody stepped on you.
Just say, what's your name? This isn't ham radio.
Rick, R-I-C-K.
All right, Rick. Welcome to the GMRS police. We'll talk to you later. WSGH-922. We'll be clear.
Welcome to the GMRS
WSIB 528. Standing by. WSIB 528 clear. WSIB 528, monitoring. WSIB 528, monitoring.
WRW 601, monitoring.
WSGT 772, Shelby Township, monitoring.
Station 772, WIG 48, copy.
772, copy you, Jack.
You sounded loud and clear, Roger.
I'm stuck in traffic on Shelby Road between 24 and 23.
Yeah, what a day. It's a bunch of traffic now because everybody get out for work.
I took Friday off because I got Monday off. So I got a nice 4-day weekend. Going to pick the boat up at the shop today right now.
Oh, I see. Well, where are you going on the boat? St. Clair Shores?
Yes, most likely.
Well, that's good. Anyhow, well, enjoy it, and you take care. WIG, sweetie.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Jack. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, monitoring.
Station 922, WIG 48, copy.
WSIB 528, monitoring.
WSGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
432, you got a copy on WSIB 528?
I copy you, 528. How's it going? WSGI 432.
Going pretty good today. I finally got working on this GMRS radio. I'm a newbie. And it's been about a week now since I've owned this radio, and I'm trying to get the repeaters going. Boy, am I having a head scratcher on that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're working there, man. It's coming through pretty good there.
Now, where are you at anyways? I'm over here in Lapeer.
Westbound 69 coming up to M24.
Well, you sounded pretty good yourself there. Okay, bud, I just wanted to check in to make sure this radio's working. You have a really fine day, and hope the sun comes out eventually.
Roger that. What was your call sign again?
WSIB528. Rick.
Roger that. My name is Jimmy, and my call sign is WSGI432, and I'll be monitoring and mobile.
Hey, you have a good one. WSIB528, clear.
WROD680428, you have a copy.
Calling me on WSID-528.
Sorry, sir, my mistake. 528, I'm in Ann Arbor. You're loud and clear.
Can't believe it. I'm up here in Lapeer on a 9-foot antenna.
Yep, loud and clear. It's like you're sitting right next to me.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I'm very happy about that. Like I told the other guy, I was sitting here trying to figure out how to get these repeaters working, and I didn't even know if they worked or not because I must not have programmed them right, but now I guess I got it.
You've got it, 528. WROD 680 on the side and monitoring.
WSID. 528 clear.
WSEI 847. WSEI 847. WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488 clear.
Just doing a quick radio check on the Mainville repeater, WRYV
897. 897, this is WSIB 528. You're coming in clear.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day. WSIB clear.
WSDM 993 mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County.
WRWW 61 monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSFZ 793 monitoring.
WSGU 844 monitoring.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
WSBM 993844 Sherman, how are you?
Chad, how you doing? WSTU 844.
Sure, that must just be getting out of work from your work over there, eh?
Yeah, roger, roger. Hold on, let me call you. Let me get back with you. The wife is calling.
Sure, that sounds good. WSBM 993.
WSTU 844. Are you still out there, Chad? Copy 992. WSTU 844. We're standing by.
WRWW 601. Brian 445 Gaylor. Are you monitoring?
WSID 817. Monitoring.
844. 817, you still out there?
Yes, sir, I'm still listening. Go ahead.
Mike, how you doing today?
I don't know, I'm doing pretty good, I suppose. I ran a big study at work yesterday, and I got my results from it this morning, and I've essentially solved a very large problem at work, and I couldn't be more ecstatic about it. I had an appointment at Bay City at 3 o'clock today, and then now I'm back at my desk and monitoring. How are you doing today? What have you been up to?
First of all, congratulations on your success on the problem. That's awesome. Just on my way home from work, trying to find some Busch Light Apple, and had my wife call around for some. And there's only one place, and they've got a bunch of six-packs. And after that, they said they're not getting any more. So Busch is done making the Apple the Apple Light for the season, I guess.
Copy that. Yeah, it seems like they, sometimes you find something that you like and then they stop making it. It just seems that way sometimes. That can be really annoying, yeah.
It was limited. They had it out maybe 3-4 years ago, and then they stopped making it, and then they brought out the Busch Light Peach, which I liked too, and they had that out for a few years, and then they stopped, and then they brought the Apple, and in only 6 months it lasted.
Well, shoot, I'm surprised they don't have it at all. I guess they probably ran out of it at most stores, but if they're not making it anymore, then they're going to run out eventually, but what else have you been up to? Looking for some drinks? I'm not a drinker myself, but I do like to imbibe on things from time to time.
Right now, playing in traffic on M53 northbound. Everybody has got tomorrow off, I guess, so everybody's heading north. So started getting backed up at 31 Mile Road, and I'm almost to 32. I'm gonna get off at 32 and hit a liquor store to get a few six packs they said they had, and then I'm gonna go one of the slow ways, less traffic, up to Rochester Road to the end at Lakeville, and then I take that around Lakeville up to Dryden and go through Dryden.
Yeah, probably a lot of people took tomorrow off to go up north or wherever. I know I'm going up north this weekend. I have Monday off. I'm going to be working tomorrow, though. But after I get done with work tomorrow, I'm going up north, and I'm going to go camping for the weekend with me and my dogs.
Well, that's awesome. Where'd you go?
I like to go up to the Asabo River. There is a series of dams and man-made ponds in Huron National Forest. Most of these campsites, there are hundreds of campsites along the river, but most of them you have to have a boat to get to because they're on the other side of the river. But, there's a Loud Dam, there's Five Channel, Cook Dam, and Foot Dam up in the Huron National Forest. If you go up 75 and 23, just if you follow 23 all the way up to about Omer, and then you can get on a highway called M65 that takes you straight up into the forest. And there's a number of boat launches, and I'm going to Loud Dam on Site 24 this time. But I frequent I frequent Loud Dam. It's probably my favorite. It's easiest to get to the campsites.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I know the area. My mom and dad live up in Harrisville, which is just a little north of there, probably about an, I would say maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. And, yeah, go through the little town of Homer all the time. And, yeah, you blink and you're out of it.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's a really small town, that Homer. But, probably the closest place is, Hale and Glenny are the closest towns to where I go camping. But I already looked, there's a couple of repeaters up there. I've got them dialed in on my radio, so I'm going to try and hit them while I'm up there.
That's sweet. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I haven't been up there since, last year sometime. So, yeah, I haven't been, but yeah, next time I go, I'm definitely going to check out which repeaters and check them out, definitely.
Yeah, there aren't any GMRS repeaters up by there, but I think there's multiple 2 meters that are pretty close, so I'm going to try and hit those ones up anyway. See who's out there, throw my call sign out, see if anybody answers. Might have somebody to talk to while I'm out there, I don't know. It'll just be me and the dogs this time, so I'll probably be messing with the radio half the time.
Copy that. Yeah, there is a couple GMRS repeaters up there, but I don't know if they're open to the public. Because I've seen it on mygmrs.com, and there is, well, I don't know if my parents would be able, to hit it from my parents' place, because they got a lot of woods, but it would be cool.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I think I'll let you drive safely, let you drive, and you know, I won't distract you too much with the radio, but I'll go back to the monitoring side. If you have any more questions, I'd love to answer them. So I guess I'll get back to monitoring. I'm just finishing up some stuff at work, and then I can finally get outside and play. But you got any plans this you got any plans tonight or this weekend or anything?
Well, I'm off next week on vacation, so I'll start my vacation, but it's a stay-home vacation. But, yeah, we're just going to do some things around the house, and who knows? Sometimes we do stuff at the last minute, so who knows? But, yeah, I'll let you go, because I'm about to pull into the liquor store and find and grab a couple of six-packs, so... You have yourself a good one, and if I don't get a chance to talk to you before you take off for the holiday weekend, enjoy it, be safe, and we'll holler at you later. WFGU 844 will be clear after your final.
Yeah, copy that. I'll be on the radio all day tomorrow and until about 4 or 5 o'clock, then I'll be taking off, but... I'll be back on this repeater on Monday for sure, like Monday afternoon probably. I'll be able to share parts of it anyway with anybody who wants to hear about it. But yeah, you take care. Maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. And if I don't, have a fantastic weekend. And yeah, take care. This is WSID 817.
Thank you, Mike. You also, WSID 844.
Chairman, you're going to a liquor store. Don't forget the bourbon, eh? WSFF 330. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, thanks, 330. No, can't drink the hard stuff no more. It that brings the monster out in me. Or I do some stupid things. So, yeah, can't drink the hard stuff no more. So, yeah, have a good one there, Kurt. We'll talk at you later. WSCU 844.
WITG 959, while you guys are out there, can somebody please
flip that summer switch back on too while you're out there? I would appreciate it.
It's broke. It's Michigan. What do you expect?
WSHW556, mobile and monitoring.
WSIB528, monitoring. WSIB528, looking for radio check.
Radio check, you're loud and clear, WSIB844.
Thank you very much, I appreciate that. WSIB528, standing by.
544 Sherman, WSBM 993, copy.
993, copy. I'm here in northern part of Oakland County, and I'm talking off the Detroit repeater. Amazing.
Roger that. I can make you out, but you are pretty staticky, though.
Copy that, because I couldn't hit the phone repeater. I couldn't hit the major repeater, but Detroit is helping me out here.
Do that. So you from where you live to where you work, is quite a drive for you, or is it pretty close? Copy any of that transmission there, Sherman, sorry.
It's 112 miles round trip.
You got a little bit of a drive then, don't you?
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, I'm back on my phone repeater. I just coming into the little town of Leonard on Rochester Road.
Roger that, I hear you. Well, anyways, man, good talking with you, and safe travels home, definitely. Stay safe out there, and we'll definitely do it again, my friend, as always. But you and your wife there, have a good night, and stay safe, and we'll do it again, my friend. WSBM 993.
We'll be monitoring.
WFCM 993. Anybody else out there hear that static or that noise, or is it just me? We'll be clear. Too annoying for me to annoy you, so we'll be clear and turn off for a bit. Thank you.
WSIB 528, standing by. WSIB 528, here is a quiet evening.
USGI 432 monitoring.
Yes, go ahead.
432 WSBI 528.
What's going on? 528.
Not too much at the moment. I'm just trying to make sure this thing's working.
Yeah, you're still coming in good like earlier, man. Yeah, it sounds pretty good, nice and clear. It's, what kind of radio you have?
That's a DB20G.
Perfect. Sounds like a lot of people out here have one. I have two of them myself.
So where are you located out there?
Over here in Burton, just east of Flint.
Fred, you're not on the Flint repeater.
I'm using the Flint repeater right now.
Like I said, I'm new to this game, so yeah, I just wondered if, because I had mine once set at channel 30 with the Flint repeater. And the guy said I was coming in really good from there, so I'm in Lapeer, so I figured that's pretty good.
You both sound fine in Dearborn Heights.
I'm flying in Michigan.
Must have woke up the whole nest.
Roger that. All right, man. It was good talking with you there. I'm going to sit back here and monitor for a little while and cook you some dinner here. It was good talking with you there. This is WSGI 432, and I'll be monitoring.
WSIB 528, monitoring and on the side.
This is WSID 817. Can I get a radio check?
Go ahead, 187.
Copy that station. I'm getting you loud and clear. Over.
What's your location? I'm in Lapeer.
Copy that. I'm on the Saginaw repeater. I'm transmitting from Carlton Township now.
You want a mobile?
Yeah, copy that. Am I coming in clear enough?
Yeah, you're coming in real good. Crystal clear. It's like you're right next door to me.
You both sound fine in Dearborn Heights.
wait a minute. Before you're talking to FCC, I'm missing the first part of your conversation.
Anyways, you have a good night, buddy, and I'll talk to you again. This is WSID 528 on the side.
Copy that, station 528. I'll be on the side too, listening, monitoring. This is WSID 817.
From Galactic CB, if you're going to be on the side, this isn't CB.
I want to be on the side, or I'll just be monitoring. One of those two things.
You want to talk like a CB here, go back to channel 19. That's not what this is.
Come on.
This radio doesn't even go that low, so I won't, I can't, my channel 19 is not the same one on CB 19.
This is a common courtesy and respect thing. This isn't CB, it's not ham radio, so we don't treat them like that. It's respect.
Bad attitude, you sure sound like a ham radio guy.
WRWF 505, portable monitoring.
WSID 528, monitoring. WSID 528, looking for a signal report from the Michigan.
Copy that, station. You're coming in loud and clear. This is WSID 817.
7, I appreciate you come back. This is brand new. It says CMSR radio. I'm trying to figure everything out right now. Everything's kind of confusing, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, copy that, station. I'm driving right now, but I'll be home in a couple minutes, and I'll be monitoring. Just give me about 5 more minutes to get home, and then I'll come back. This is WSID 817.
Okay, WSID 528, clear.
WSDS 386, monitoring.
WSDS 72, standing by.
Station 528, station 528. You still listening? This is WSID 817.
I am. This is 528. Back at
you. Did you say it's WSI something 528?
WSIP 528.
I've got Whiskey, Sierra, India, Papa 528.
Affirmative.
Awesome. My name's Mike, and I am coming at you from the Saginaw repeater. What's your name? What's your first personal and location?
My personal is Rick, and I'm from Lapeer.
Nice to meet you, Rick. Welcome to GMRS. I've been a GMRS station for a handful of maybe a week or so, so I'm pretty new to it as well. Welcome.
Give me a call sign one time. I'm kind of getting used to it. I can't pick it up real fast.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. It's Whiskey, Sierra, India, Delta, WSID 817.
Okay, Mike, I'm new to this too. Today, in fact, I've been working over a week trying to figure out how to hook up to a repeater, and by luck today, it happened, and now I can get out all over.
Congratulations, Rick. You're in the club now. So now that you're here, is there anything that you want to tell everyone, or do you want to tell anyone about yourself so we can get to know you better? Do you have any other hobbies? Do you have any pets? Do you have any interesting talents?
Retirement count is a good talent?
I think so. I think it counts. Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, it's like this. I'm about a 74-year-old man. It's kind of boring around at this age. You know, you don't get around as much as you used to as a young man. And as far as hobbies go, I like guitars and music.
Well, the guitar part, it sounds amazing. Yeah, that's awesome that you either collect guitars or you even make music. That's amazing. Yeah, welcome. I like to, I don't have a ton of free time, but I do like to listen to the radio a lot. And I'm on here often. I like to turn my radio on in the morning. I like to say good morning to people. And, if you turn your radio on in the morning, you hear me, you'll be sure you say good morning to me back, all right?
I can handle that if I get up early enough. Most of the time, I kind of do get up early. I got a dog that has to eat right away, you know, and she's a nutcase until you feed her.
Copy that, Rick. What kind of dog do you have? I have two dogs myself. One's a Staffy pit bull, and the other one's like an American Bully pit bull, Shar Pei, German Shepherd mixture.
It's the one dog. It's a Doberman Pinscher.
Fantastic, Rick. My neighbor has a Doberman. Excuse me. My neighbor has a Doberman, and it's a pretty cool dog. It doesn't, I don't get to interact with it very often, but I absolutely love animals, so, I think what I'll do is I'll hop back to the monitoring side of things, and I'll wish you a good evening. It's been nice to meet you, and I hope you enjoy your experience with GMRS.
I hope the same for you too, seeing how you're about as new as I am to the game here. You have a good evening, and I'll try to wish you a happy good morning if I hear you this morning or tomorrow or the next day.
Sorry, I'm kind of confused right now. I don't know much to get on this radio very much. Anyway, this is WSID 528. Clear. That's your final.
You're doing great, Rick. You're coming in real good, too. I can hear you just like you're standing next to me. So, yeah. Going back to the monitoring side, this is WSID 817.
This is WSIS 717, radio check. Appreciate that, thank you.
You're coming in loud and clear, 717.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Heard your conversation. Good to hear. There's a nice folks out there. This is WSAF 717 clear.
WSET 572.
WSBM 993 portable for monitoring. WRTX 930.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844, you got yours on? No copy on the WSGU 844, WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
Station 566
Cavalier
993, copy.
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Rogers, I heard you in there. Just wanted to give a shout out and say hello to you. Hope all is going well. Hope you're doing well. How's things been going over at the fire department for you? Pretty busy, or you been, how's things been going with that?
Oh, it goes in spurts the last couple of days. It's been kind of slow. We got a new we got a new pumper truck, and we've been training on that and stuff, but I'm off tomorrow. I got one of my friends works for the county, and he's going to program a radio. I got, me and Sherman got him. It's called a Unication G4, and it's like a scanner, but it's better than a scanner, so I got to get, he just got to tweak it out a little bit, but other than that, I'm not doing too much. So on Monday, I'm working. Hopefully, I'll work Monday and get time and a half, but really have no plans this weekend.
Hey, Roger, that. Are you a volunteer fireman? Are you a like part-time or full-time paid fireman? Or what is your position over there?
I'm part-time.
Hey, copy that. Hey, I just had a quick question. So out of curiosity, I've kind of wondered, what is the approximate or estimated or approximate amount in gallons of water those fire trucks can hold or whatever in their capacity tanks on the truck there. How many gallons roughly?
Well, all our pumper trucks carry 750. Our little mini pumpers carry 250, and our ladder truck carries 250. And if you go to like the communities north of here, they have tankers, and they hold anywhere from 15 to 2,000 gallons of water.
Yeah, I copy that. Now, when they go bone dry, or they get real low, they just hook it up to a fire hydrant, and it pumps more more water into it. Is that how they fill them, or what do they do?
Yeah, when we get to a fire, we hook up to the hydrant right away, so we have, then we open the hydrant up, and then the water goes into the pump, and we have a constant flow going into the pump. And then once we're all done, we make sure the pump is full, and then we shut the hydrant off.
Hey, copy that. I was just curious on that. I wanted to ask or whatever. So that's pretty cool. But other than that, man, you've been doing okay, though. Otherwise, you and the wife there, the girlfriend there, doing well. Everything's going pretty good, eh?
Yeah, that's a problem. Everybody's doing fine.
Hey, Roger. Well, I heard you out there, man. I just wanted to jump in and say hello or whatnot, and hope all is well, and you can have yourself a good rest of your evening, and good day tomorrow, and weekend, and all that good stuff. So you take care, my friend, and always keep talking to me. It's been a pleasure, and hopefully we'll do it again there. WSBM 993 Portable will be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, nice talking to you, Chad. Thanks for the shout. I've been wanting to say hi to you a couple times, but you were on there talking, and other people are talking too. So, yeah, you have a good weekend too. Hopefully, I'll talk to you again over the weekend. WSHR 566 Clear Monitoring.
Station 930 WIUG 48.
Well, what's going on there, Jack? How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How about you? I haven't heard you out there. You must be way up north.
No, I'm down here in Birch Run. Living the dream. I was up north for a little bit, but came back down for a few weeks here. I'm going to have to go back up.
Well, that's good. So now you're here for holidays, right?
Holidays? What holidays? Oh, Memorial Day? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Monday is a holiday, so that's what I wondered. Anyhow, how is it there? Did you get anything halfway or three-quarter away?
Well, I got my trusses ordered, so those will come in about a week and a half, and we'll get those put up. And all I got to do is steel and concrete and insulate and the inside metal. Yeah, it's coming. Slow but sure.
You think this year be all done? Roger?
I'm pretty sure it won't be all done, but I'll at least have the trusses on and the outside steel on so I can at least put some stuff inside it. It probably won't be insulated and lined inside, and I don't know if I'll have enough money for concrete this year, but we'll see, one step at a time.
Well, that's good. Yeah, but no hurry. There's always tomorrow. Right?
That's right. Hey, how does this radio sound? I just re-terminated both ends of this cable on the that leads to the antenna. I think it's a lot better, but just making sure it sounds all right.
Hey, give me that con. All the way to 5. Slowly.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Testing.
Sounding okay. Sounding good. Is that new radio?
No, same radio. I just replaced I just re-terminated the ends on the cable on the antenna. The one on the antenna side was all messed up. It looked like, I don't know what happened to it, but water was getting in it. Every other day it'd sound like, I'd hear people on the radio and it'd sound horrible, and then all of a sudden it would sound fine. And now it's been sounding good every day, so I think that's fixed.
Yeah, it is. You fixed it right now, which is good, but it's sounding good anyhow.
Well, how's the garden coming along? You got anything to eat yet?
Not yet. I planted, I tell you, Mother's Day. I was in a hurry, man, to put those cucumbers in the ground. I had about 12 of them. I was really in a hurry, and I put them all in the ground, but it took me half hour.
Well, they'll be here soon enough. You'll be waist deep in cucumbers.
Oh yeah, those pickles, they're good for, you know, they're really good. You can make them a salad, and you can, you know, make them with a, you know, put them in the canning jars, put a little bit of vinegar, and that's it. And you eat them just like that. A little bit of crunchy.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good deal. Well, you make any more space station contacts?
Well, I made one about 3 weeks ago. I made one. And they heard me out there. And that was it. But I made another contact, a couple of days ago, in Mexico, on my 710.
Oh, you got your HF rig going, huh? Nice.
Yeah, my Yaesu. Yaesu 710. DX one.
What antenna are you using with that?
Well, right now I'm using 10 meter and 20 meter. You know, those little ones, you stick in the ground, and the antenna goes up and down too.
What is it, homemade or something, or did you buy one?
I bought one out of Alley, they had them there, and I bought one from there, it came in and all that, and I just put it on the ground a little bit and put a ground wire. It comes with a ground wire too. A ground wire. They come in, and that antenna goes up and down. You know, just like, I don't know, I'm sure you got one of the cars, the old cars, you know, how the antenna goes up and down. And that's the one I got.
All right, yeah, no, I gotcha. Nice. Well, good deal, man. Hey, I gotta get back in here. I'm got some guys coming over, but good talking with you, Jack, as always, and I'll be on here in the next week or so. But WRTX 930, clear on your final.
All right, Ken, good to hear from you, and good talking to you. We'll talk again. Out here, there. WIUG 48.
WSTT 570, WSTT 257, you out there? WSTT 257, monitoring.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIET 48, copy. WIET 48, clear.
WRNW 329, station 329. Mr. Tim, are you out there listening? This is WSIG 817. All right, no copy on 329. I'll continue to monitor.
WSHW 556, mobile and monitoring.
WRXD 901, WSDY 438. WRXD 438, listen.
We have a copy. Yeah, I didn't hear any of that. It was a lot of static, but getting the repeater up.
Yeah, one in the house is there.
Imagine you're getting me the same way. A lot of standing, so WSUI 438, we're listening. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WSIB 5. Clear. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. I don't know, is there any station out there?
WSIB 528, monitoring.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WFSGG 772, home base monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring. WSAA 336, WSAA 336, WSBM 993, copy. WSAA 336, WSBM 993, copy. WSBM 993 to 817. 817, are you out there monitoring?
Yeah, copy, Chad. Go ahead.
Hey, Roger. Just thought I'd jump in there and say hello to you, see if you were out there. How's your evening going so far for you?
I can't complain. I went to the grocery store and bought some supplies, and now I'm just hanging out in my garage and burning and petting my dogs. Why? What are you up to?
Not too bad. Not too much. Just I'm gonna be getting ready to head back home probably in a little bit for the night. Just kind of hanging out, you know, not really doing too much right now, but that's about it. What kind of dogs do you got?
I've got a Staffordshire Terrier, which is a type of pit bull. And then the other one is like a bully pit bull, Shar Pei's, and German Shepherd mix.
Pit bull, Shar Pei, German Shepherd mix, and the other one's a Stratford bully, you said?
It's a Staffordshire Terrier, which is a subbreed of pit bull. It's basically pure pit bull.
Copy that. That's cool, man. That's awesome. Did you rescue or adopt those or whatever from the shelter, or were these ones that you had from somewhere else?
Yeah, copy that. I got them both from the Saginaw County shelter. I've had Neo for maybe 4 years, and I've had Ducky. She is two and a half now, so I've had her about a year and a half then. I got her when she was about a year old, so she still has those puppy tendencies, though. I like to take them everywhere with me. And take them to the grocery store to pick up groceries. Just riding down the street, or going to hit errands or whatever. They love going on rides.
Roger that. Yeah, I take mine in the car for car rides too sometimes as well. They enjoy it. But are you going to be leaving? I'm assuming probably Friday or so. Or you're probably going to be tomorrow. You're going to be leaving Dad out for the holiday weekend then, or no? Holiday weekend would be that's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, copy that. I'm gonna. I have to work tomorrow, so I'll be working / loading up the boat and the truck. So. Yeah, I'll be on the radio till about 4 or 4:30, and then I'm gonna be jetting out of here, and then I won't be able to hear back. You won't be hearing back from me until about Monday afternoon.
Hey, Roger that. Well, I'm pretty sure I'll probably talk to you tomorrow or whatever before you get off the air tomorrow. But in case I don't, man, you have a safe travel. You have a good time. Enjoy yourself, you and your dogs there and everything. Have a good time, and boating and fishing and all them camping events that you're going to be doing up there. Have a really good time. Hope the weather's decent for you, and you have a really good time up there, man. I hope it all goes well for you. Going with some friends or just going solo?
Yeah, normally I take a friend or two or six with me, but occasionally I do go out by myself with the dog, and this is one of those times, so it's just going to be me and the dog.
Hey, Roger, and then you normally, for when you camp out or whatever, you like put a tent up, or how do you normally do that for camping-wise?
I've got a collection of tents, like four or five or six different tents I've got stored away in the basement, all varying sizes. So depending on like how much stuff I want to bring, how many people I want to try and support, I'll probably take a really small tent this time. And yeah, hopefully the weather will hold out. It looks like it might be sprinkling basically while I'm there. So Google says less than 1/100th of an inch. So I'm thinking it's barely gonna rain. So I'm gonna go. But I'm debating it still. I'm gonna check the weather and make a decision last minute tomorrow about whether I'm actually gonna go. But there's a really good chance I'm going.
Yeah, copy that. And you said you do fish then? You do fishing or you don't do fishing?
Well, I don't consider myself much of a sportsman, but every year I buy a combo license, a Michigan combo license, which gives you your deer tags and your fishing licenses and whatnot. I don't normally, I don't normally hunt the deer, but I'm not a huge fisherman either, but I am known to drown worms from time to time.
Copy that. WSBM 993 for radio ID. But, yeah, well, sounds good, man. Well, like I said, we'll probably talk to you again tomorrow before you do get off the air or whatever. But in case we don't, by some chance, like I said, safe travels, have a good time up there, hope the weather and all that's good for you, and hope you have a blast up there, my friend, you and your dogs and whatnot, so, but other than that, man, just wanted to jump in there this evening and shout back out at you and chit-chat and say hello again, but we'll probably get back off of here and monitor a little bit, but you take care and we'll talk at you. WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Copy that, station 993. You have you have yourself a good night. Yeah, I'll probably talk to you tomorrow before I take off. So, yep, I'll hop back monitoring, and this is WSID 817. And clear. WSIE 375, testing a new radio from Clinton Township. Anyone copy?
Yeah, Fox shot now too. Come on.
Thank you for responding. I'm brand new to these radios, so I don't necessarily understand the jargon.
You said you had call letters?
Yes, I'm WSIE375, transmitting from Clinton Township.
Oh, you're hitting the repeater. Again, I'm in Clinton Township too, so. But I definitely hear you hitting the repeater, and you sound loud and clear.
Great. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful evening.